Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Wednesday morning. Wednesday, February the 8th, 2023, excuse me. I went back about 10 years there. 15 minutes past the hour, 29 degrees, partly sunny skies here in Marion. And it is a banner day. It is Del Taco opening day, and I was down there. I'm going to tell you about that in just a second. But we're opening up with a phone call here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, I wanted to tell you, people were in there yesterday at Del Taco.
They were. You know, I'm glad you brought this up. On Monday night, I know you haven't been able to hear the show because of the computer. Is the computer working okay today?
No. I don't know. He has a lot of passwords. You come in for maybe like a sentence, and then you go out, and I've been fiddling with it. So today, I don't know if I have or not. No, he's got a new computer tower and everything coming, but remember I had this trouble, and I thought it was the TV, and so I went to Walmart and got another one. I might have put a TV out there that was working okay. I don't know. It stopped, but I would tell you, I don't think they were going through the drive-thru, but there were several people inside, and I thought, well, what are they doing in there? Because it's got training on the window. And then when I came back, I looked again, and there was. You know, quite a few in there.
Well, what we learned was Monday night I had went to eat at Denny's, and when I was coming back from Denny's, there were people in the drive-thru, a couple cars, and there were people inside, so I thought they had done an early opening. Well, yesterday, last night, I got a call from Ted Jolliffe, one of our longtime listeners, and he had went down there to see what was going on, and he talked to one of the employees. And apparently what they were doing was just friends and family could come in on Monday and Tuesday and try it out to kind of get a start. But I did drive down there this morning. They opened at 7, and I went through the line. I didn't order anything because tacos for breakfast just doesn't sound good to me. But there wasn't a soul in the line down there this morning at 7:45 when I went through. But they do seem perky. They seem like they're ready to do something.
Oh, you mean there wasn't a line?
No, there wasn't a single soul in that parking lot. Well, the employees were there, but
yeah.
Other than me, that was it. And I will tell you, that parking lot is tricky. So if you're going over to Del Taco today, be very careful when you pull in, because the cars, the employees, are, and I assume people who are going there to eat today, will be parked on the side, and that is one of the narrowest areas I've ever seen. So if you pull in, make sure you don't hit a car or the big concrete slab there, because that's narrow.
I know, I noticed that. But you would think the employees would park across, you know, where Burger King, some place in that parking lot, to give them space. But I noticed that when I went by, I thought, how are those cars going to It is so narrow.
It's very narrow, and I did notice something because I did go through the drive-thru. I went back and made sure they were open. The drive-thru is way in the back, so what you do is you pull in, and it's kind of narrow there because of the way the cars are parked, but then you drive to the back of the parking lot, and that's where you order. Now, what I did notice was that behind the building, there are some parking spots. And they've actually got signs up that say employees only. So I think they're already anticipating that there's not going to be a whole lot of parking in that spot at all. Because there's no parking. There's parking along the sides of the parking lot, but there's no parking in the back because all the back parking lot is employee only.
Yeah, it's a shame because I have a feeling it'll probably go pretty good.
Yeah, and today I think will be a big day.
For it to be in that small of a place, I just don't.
Well, I hope to God people, when they're pulling in there, are paying attention, because when you first pull in, if there's a car parked there, that is one of the narrowest driveways I have ever seen.
And another thing is, do they have curbs that go out? Because I run over these curbs, you know, where they'll go way out part of the sidewalk. It'll just be, you know what I mean. I don't know why they put those there, because I'm short and I sit down and I can't see over the, you know, like the hood of the car where some cars you can. And I get those curbs sometimes, you know, they're long oval things like.
You know, I know there's some kind of curb there. I'm not sure how far it sticks out. But I do know if there's a car in the drive-thru and you happen not to want to order, there, I don't even know how you would drive past it. Yeah, you'd be stuck behind the...
over on Delaware, that Taco Bell, when you go in, you better want to order, because usually you can't get around the cars. You just have to stay there and go through.
Right. I think that's going to be the case here. And I think... yeah, it's going to be interesting how that all works out when they pick up business later on today, because if you go through and for some reason they don't have what you want, I mean, I think you're just going to be waiting there. Because there's not even a place in the back where you could turn around to go back out the entrance.
You couldn't go back out.
Yeah, I don't know how you could do it.
Yeah, some of those people that do that delivery, what are they called, those people that deliver the orders? Can't think of it. Pick them up. One time I was at Wendy's there on 95, and the person in front of me was picking up orders, I guess, to deliver. Instead of going in, they were in the line, I guess, picking up their people's orders.
Well, that's going to be interesting, too, because I know a lot of people still DoorDash, and I wonder if a lot of offices... Yeah, I wonder if a lot of offices today will be DoorDashing, and if they are... that's going to be a little bit of a cruncher there. And as far
because, you know, there's several, I guess, that do that and stuff because, but I couldn't believe, I thought they always parked and went in and got their orders. But this person was, you know, and I had to wait a long time for them to get their order and everything. But, yeah, I wanted to call first thing because they've got to end, but you're already out again. And are you still playing that... that trivia thing?
Yeah, we're going to do that at some point this morning. We did get all the answers yesterday. Did you hear what the last answer was?
No, the only other one I could think of was like the gift of God, Jesus or something.
No,
or happiness, you know, like along that line. So I was going to try to give you two or three answers.
No,
I don't know when people's off the line, you know. Yeah. I don't know when they're not talking.
Yeah, no, Jeff called in. He's one of our listeners. He called in right before we went off the air, and the last answer we didn't have was the gift of the Magi.
Oh, okay.
But,
yeah, I wondered, because it's stuff. So I'll just kind of listen off and on, but no, sometimes it'll give me a little more than a sentence, then it goes out, and then I'm clicking a lot. I'm probably wearing that clicker out and stuff. But no, I think he has so many passwords. But when I get the other stuff, you know, but you go out. I don't know why, but...
You know, your
stops.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, when you get a chance, because I know you said you had those Alexas, if he ever gets a chance to hook one of those up, you wouldn't even have to have a clicker. All you'd have to say is, Alexa, play WWGH, and we'd come on.
Okay, I'll get those, because my daughter got us each one. And when I heard that stuff about people, I didn't take them out of the box. But she has one. She can tell me how to do it if it's simple.
Yeah, it's
and
very
I'll
simple.
I'll get those, and I'll put one. I never thought of that. Maybe I'll look here and grab one of those and see if I could do that. But, yeah, okay then. So
yeah.
I'll get off here.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes, it is Del Taco Day here in Marion, and I did drive down there, and not to be negative, because it looks really nice down there. There's a Del Taco car parked out front. Now, they do serve breakfast, but maybe most people don't realize that, which is why there wasn't much business down there this morning, or any business at 7:30, but they haven't even been, well, at that point, they hadn't been open an hour. But it is a very narrow parking lot. So the way they have it set up, there are cars on both sides there. So when you pull in, you really have to be careful, because it is just enough to get a car in. And I don't have a big car at all. if you have one of these big SUVs or big pickup trucks, it might be a little tough getting in and out of there. And there is no parking in the back. It's all employee parking, and there's not much parking there either. And you have to go way to the back of the lot to order. It's way back there and then up the side and out the lot. So that's how it's going to go when that business picks up later on today. It might be a cruncher there, so let's hope everything goes okay. But that's Del Taco, the Del Taco opening report here on WGH Talk. And remember, they'll be open weekdays from 7 a.m. until 3 a.m. And if you have not downloaded the app, download the Del Taco app, and when you go there today, you can get a free taco if you have not been there before. Now, as I was talking with Judy there, Ted Jolliffe did call me last night and said that he had been there, and they did not do a soft opening. They had just let friends and family of the employees come in, which was nice of them. So that's what's been going on there. So today really is the first day open to the public. Now, I will tell you something I did think was good, was there's a sign, the thing they're featuring, I don't know if it's just today or this month or whatever it was, but on the speaker in the back, it's an orange cream shake. Now, I am not a huge milkshake person, and when I get a milkshake, it's usually a strawberry milkshake, but orange cream milkshake, if it's like an orange cream pop, boy, doesn't that sound good? A nice orange cream shake. I didn't get one this morning, but boy, I could go for one of those at some point. Now, I will say something else about Ted. Ted said he had dropped off some coupons and a menu in my door. I think that's what he said. And I don't know, maybe he dropped them off at the radio station, because I went to my door last night after he had been here, and I did not see any coupons at all. So I'm not sure if they blew away or if they're at the radio station. I'm not sure what happened with the coupons. But hopefully we find those as time goes on. Let's see here. Well, is anybody excited about the Del Taco now that we're open and rolling with that? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Is anybody out there this morning driving up and down Mount Vernon Avenue, or have you driven up and down Mount Vernon Avenue this morning and been excited by the opening of this business? I'll tell you why we're making so much of this business is because it has been such a big project. You know, first the old business, the old building there was torn down. We all wondered what was coming, found out it was Del Taco. Then the building process went on forever, over a year, during the pandemic. Then they had the issues where they brought in the Port-a-Johns and put them on the mausoleum spot. Then we found out they weren't going to open as soon as the building was finished, because the franchisee had either backed out or whatever happened, where the building was up for sale again for something like $3 million. Then they set an opening date, and somebody reported it. Now, I don't know if they reported it wrong or if they changed their opening date. I really don't know what happened, but it was supposed to be in January, and then they moved it again. So this is just the end of a very long process. You know, we did not make this much mirth of the opening of Charlie's or anything like that, but it just seemed like this Del Taco thing has been such a long process, and I think people are finally happy to see it open, and hopefully they get the business that they want. Do you think that they're going to see big crowds today? Didn't look like there were a whole lot of employees in there, but again, of course, that was 7:30 in the morning. What do you think's going to happen today? Is it going to be a big hit? Is it going to be one of those Marion businesses where you just pack the place on day one and week one and month one? Has anybody been through the parking lot as I was this morning? Give me a buzz here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any thoughts on the big Del Taco opening? And now we do have the answers to a lot of questions that we had asked. Where are employees going to park? Where are customers going to park? Is there going to be enough parking? Is there going to be a way? Now, see, here's something different, because for a long time we did talk about Dunkin' Donuts and how that might be a cruncher over there as well. Now, the difference here is Dunkin' Donuts, luckily, because I was there for the grand opening of Dunkin' Donuts as well. We did a remote that day, a matter of fact, from the opening of Dunkin' Donuts. But what Dunkin' Donuts did was they put cars out to the side street, because their entrance was not off of Mount Vernon Avenue. Their entrance was off of that side street, which I cannot think of the name of it. And also what Dunkin' Donuts had was they had a parking lot that really had a long line, because the ordering window was in the back, so they could completely wrap around the building. The problem with Del Taco is they do not have a side street to put cars, and if they do have backup, it's going to go out onto Mount Vernon Avenue, which is the busy street, which I thought would be the problem with Dunkin' Donuts, but Dunkin' luckily had that side street where their entrance is. So this is why I think this might be a bigger problem. And I'll tell you, I have no idea if you are parked on the sides, because that's the only place you can park if you're a customer. If you are parked on the sides and there are cars behind you in the drive-thru, I have no idea how you'd back out. I mean, there's no way. I don't even think you could get 2 feet back. That's how narrow the entrance is. So I don't know how that problem's going to go either. Now, I think the theory is putting the ordering window way in the back, that hopefully the lines won't be that long. But the problem's going to be that during the grand opening celebration today, the rest of the week, next week, that the line probably is going to be all the way to the street. And if you're sitting there, I don't know how you would get out. I really don't. And I don't know, even if they let you out, even if the people in the drive-thru let you out, I don't know how you would even get around the building at that point, because there are cars on one side of you, the building's on the other side of you. You would just have to wait in the line and I guess tell the people that you didn't want anything, or you'd already eaten, and go through the line and get out of there. So it's going to be an interesting problem while they're busy, but let's hope that everything turns out okay, and it's all hunky-dory. Any thoughts on this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, of course, somebody will come to me, and they'll say, well, you know, it's no problem at all. Well, maybe. I don't know. I just can see somebody parked there on the side and start to back up, and somebody in the drive-thru, and now that could be the biggest cruncher of them all. And we'll see how Perkins and Wendy's handle all this with the traffic that they might have for a big opening business celebration. But you can get your taco today, or your orange cream shake. See, I'm more intrigued now by the orange cream shake than anything else. That would be what is up my alley. But that's the news on the Del Taco. And again, open daily, 7 a.m. to 3 a.m. And if you download the Del Taco app, you can get a free taco today if it's the first time you've downloaded the app. All right. Well, I've been saying this all week, and I just want to mention again that I ran into a lady at Kroger on Sunday. And she was a longtime listener. She listened in her office. She used to play the games with us. She was going to download the app. I just want to let her know, if she has downloaded the app and she is back with us, give us a call. Let us know that you're back with us. 740-751-4038. All right. Getting a call here. Let's go back to the phone lines this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I borrowed my son's laptop or whatever you want to call it.
Like,
to you this morning.
You're listening.
I was really, really amazed when you said there was no one there, because when I was there, I talked to the head person, and that was a female and a young lady about 30 years old, And she was telling me all of this and all that. And I said, I just want 4 tacos to take home. I said to all the people sitting there, and then she explained what you already said on the radio. I can say it again, that was for family and friends only. And that was that. And so I pulled around, and I thought, well, kid, you're really consistent. You're not going to give up. So I stopped at the drive-thru window, and I asked them there, and wait a minute. They said, I'm going to have to get the manager. And I said, well, I'll have to admit to you that I was on the other side of the building there. And I said, I already talked to the manager, and she said the same thing, that you aren't able to get anything. It's just for family and friends of the employees. So anyhow, getting back to the menu and the two app things for two free tacos, I looked at the menu, and you didn't mention it before you're going to another subject here, that how about no prices? There's no prices on that and anything. So, well, I guess on the back it says like 20 for $2 or something like that. But isn't that going to be a so-called bottleneck? I went up there and went around. I did look at the marquee, but I didn't look at the marquee for the prices and stuff. And most of these marquees on the drive-thrus anymore, you have to look, and then the lights is out. I told them the other day at Arby's, I went around there, and I said, say, I'm having trouble seeing. It isn't quite dark yet, but your marquee must be the lights burnt out. And all at once, the lights flashed on on the marquee. And so, no, there's, on that brochure that I left for you, or menu, there are no prices. Boy, is that going to be, you start asking prices of everything and finding out, well, I don't know if I want this and that. And that's just my opinion of it, Scott.
Well, I tell you, I was looking for the, I got the message last night. Did you put it in my door, or is it at the radio station?
No, it's at your residence, and where the inner door, there was a, I just slid it in a crack there, so it may have dropped down, but it was secure until 2 coupons was below it. And I thought, well, when he comes in the house, he'll definitely see that. And I looked through the mailbox, and I thought, and then when I was going out and going to come home, I seen there at the end of the driveway, there was a area where all the residents around there get their mail. And so I understand that situation now, but yeah, that's really something about ordering and getting it. And you're talking about the narrow situation. You hit the nail on the head. I'm telling you, how can they have restrictions and stuff in the city of Marion and hear that new facilities like that? I'm telling you, if something big time and they had to get ambulances or something to that rear quarter, that is a trap of all traps I ever seen. I'm not just saying that just because it's Del Taco. I imagine there's a lot of them today. You notice these real narrow drive-ins in all these places, and if there's something happens in the back, emergency vehicles and stuff, I know that they'll get there, but how? They'll be climbing over if it's a loaded day, you know.
Well, what I was just saying is, if you were parked, let's say you went inside and you parked there on the side, and there happened to be a line in the drive through, I don't know how you'd even back out to get out of there.
Well, that's with most of them anymore. That if you really do that, and you're older and elderly, they're getting looking around on both sides, and by the time that people back out. If they go through there, they ought to get a great big award in a year's time with no fender benders or accidents in one of those parking lots.
Well, you know, my biggest worry is if they have a big line today that goes out on Mount Vernon Avenue, which is where it would go, if somebody's not paying attention driving down Mount Vernon Avenue and you know they speed down there, they could smack somebody right in the rear end.
Oh, yeah. It was just track kind of scary for me. It wasn't dark. I think it was about 6:30 or so when I was out there, and I looked and I thought, man, you got to wait here a minute, and you look and find the cars are going down there at a high rate of speed. I don't know what they got the speed limit there. That's a state highway, But man, 35 mile an hour, you've had it if you looked and didn't look. And I mean, you know what? One of them things of a car going 50 mile an hour, you're really going to get a bad one on there. But yeah, like you say, it'll all pan out and everything. I'm not worried about that. But I did ask the main lady that was the manager. I said, you know, I'd like to be the first one here at Del Taco in the morning. And I said, you said you don't open you're not open. I said, well, they said Wednesday you're opening. I said, now Wednesday starts after midnight, and your hours run from 7 a.m. to 3 a.m. I said, so at after midnight, I said, I could come here and get something before 3 a.m. Oh, no, we're not open that way. She said, Wednesday morning at 7 a.m., you can be there. I said, would you care? Would you, anybody bother if I was the first one at the window so I could get my order and get back home? I said, I got a radio station I'm going to listen to, and I said, I don't want to miss that and be in a lot of trouble. She said, no, you can be here at 6 o'clock if you want to wait till 7. I was just joking with her, you know, but it is nice. And she was a Mexican lady, a young, good-looking gal, and she said, treated me nice, and she tried to be as apologetic as she could that she couldn't slip me for tacos. I said, well, I know the kitchen's open. I said, all those people eating there, I just want four and go. And that's when I was over at the pickup window, and the girl said, I'll have to get the manager and wait. Well, I said, I'll pay you right now. Oh, she said, I said, I'll give you $1,000. And she said, oh, my goodness. I said, $2,000. I had fun with it. There's all young people, and I have fun with young people to carry out. They're really nice people if you give them a chance to be nice instead of criticizing them, you know.
Right. And I hope they have a big success today. And I was surprised when I drove down there, because I thought I might have to go across the street to turn around so I could get back here to do the radio show, but not a soul in the parking lot. Well, the workers were there, but not a person in the drive-thru. Maybe nobody wants a taco for breakfast.
Well, as the other Judy talked, you know, if you get in there, you better be able to have time, and you got to stay in there, because you're not going to maneuver and twist around, because that parking lot with the employees and their friends and family, there was not a hole open. There was not one hole open when I went around there. That was just with family and friends. So that isn't the whole population around Marion going to be in there, you know. I don't think people, if it wasn't for your show, I don't think people know that grand opening was today.
Well, and I think that's unfortunate as well, but I will say this. If people are going there on a lunch break today, when they actually have a time they have to be back at work, I would be very careful once you get in that line, because if it's not moving, you're going to be stuck there a while.
And the reason I was going to do that, I was going to get you a breakfast taco, and I'm glad I didn't wait all that time to get a breakfast taco, because I'd probably still be there to get around in there, but I don't know. You said there wasn't one car there, and I was very surprised to hear that.
Not a car. But I tell you, did you see the big advertisement for the orange cream shake? Doesn't that sound good?
Yeah, my wife said that when I brought another menu home, but no prices. How about your Diet Coke? I did see on there, they have Coke products. If you look real closely on the thing there, on the cup, it says Coke, and it says Sprite, and it says Dr. Pepper, if you look real close to that menu there I give you. So I knew they had Coke products, but I said, if Scott goes up there in the morning, he'll sure get a Diet Coke. But did you never even check to see if they had a Diet Coke? Huh?
No, I had already, because here was my thought process this morning. I went to McDonald's and got the Diet Coke because I really thought they would be busy, because by the time I got down there at 7:30, I thought, well, if I get stuck in the line, I might not make it back here to start the shows. But when I should have just bought it there, because they didn't have anybody in the line.
Well, like I say, on that, I wish I've got another one, and I looked there at it, and there's no prices on there on what you're going to get. So if you go in there with a couple $5, you're not going to get much. I'll tell you that, because it's just there is no little things under $2. That one says it's $2, and I'd have to have that right in front of me. It's in the other room, but anyhow, it's good talking to you, Scott, and I hope everything works out. And this laptop or whatever you call them, boy, you get a hold of that, you better lay it down, because I thought, man, what a thing. If I touch that the wrong thing with my finger, something else pops up on the screen.
That's right. You got to stay safe while the program's on. Got to stay stable.
And you know what? It wouldn't be bad to have one of those. But how would you be mowing a yard and have that laptop or whatever you call iPad or whatever? There ain't no way you can do that now. Like with the old radio station, you can have a pair of earphones. And do they have on the laptops? Do they have earphones?
Yeah. And I tell you that actually, if you wanted to go that route, a tablet would be much easier. Like the tablet that you just mentioned, they all have earphone jacks. So you would just turn us on and put the earphones in and set the tablet on your lap or wherever and go on about
it. I can see that. You know, out here at my place, cutting wood and mowing grass and stuff and a laptop, I'd have that thing run over and broke up, and I have no idea what they cost. I never ask them what something like that costs, but it's a pretty neat thing, but... Boy, all the stuff, if you touch it, buddy, it's kind of comical. I said, it'll take me 5 years to ever learn to have one of those myself.
Well, hey, you're up and listening this morning. That's half the game.
Yeah, okay, Scott. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Ted Jolliffe, our friend out in the Marion area here. Very nice area where he was out and lived. He invited Jeannie Evers and Angie and myself out this past, I guess it was probably fall, and we had a great time out there. And I'm so glad he's back with us this morning. See, there you go, picking up listeners all along. Good to hear from Ted and Carol, and I'm glad they're out there listening this morning. And I certainly thank Ted for the menu and the two free tacos, but I don't know where they went. I don't know, because I don't see, I mean, I came in the door this morning, so I don't know what happened. I'll look again. Maybe they slid under a desk or something. I don't know. But I'll look and see if I can find those coupons. In any event, 47 minutes past the hour here. Any more thoughts on Del Taco? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I know when we went digital, that was a big thing for a lot of people. But it isn't horribly difficult to listen to us. And, you know, just like a radio, you have a computer or a tablet or an Alexa. Like Judy, I think, right now is working on hooking up her Alexa. Now, when you have an Alexa, that's a very nice thing. I have one of the, it's called a Google Dot is what I have. I think it costs about $35, $40. But you just hook it to the internet, like you hook the laptop or the tablet to the internet. And all you do is say, play WWGH, and it'll play it right there as loud or as soft as you want. So that's something you don't even have to touch. And Google Dots, they sell those at Meijer and Walmart and Kohl's and all over the place. Like I say, it is about $40, $45, somewhere in that department. But once you get it hooked up, all you got to do is talk to it. But you can ask it any kind of question. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Are you feeling the excitement of Del Taco morning? During the break, I'm going to go look and see if that menu or those coupons slid under anything. We'll have to see what happened with that. Okay, and again, the lady who I ran into at Kroger on Sunday, if she was able to download the app and get us, if you're out there, give us a buzz. She listens in some office. I don't think I ever knew what office she was listening in, but I knew that they like to play the games. And we'll get to the games eventually here this morning. Okay. Well, you know, we do have I don't think it's on the news report yet, but there was an accident last night in Marion. Let me see if I can pull that up. I'm sure Adam will get it on the news here soon enough. But sad event here in Marion last night. Let's see. Where is the story? Okay, here it is. Troopers from the Marion Post are investigating a fatal crash that occurred on February 7th at approximately 7:15 p.m. on Marion Cardington Road, County Road 136, east of State Route 423 in Marion County. The crash involved a 2007 Dodge Dakota driven by Richard W. Cosgrove, Jr., age 41, of Marion. There was a juvenile in the Dodge. The second vehicle involved was a 2014 Chevrolet Cruze driven by Tyler E. Johnson, age 30, of Marion. The preliminary investigation indicates Mr. Cosgrove, Jr. was traveling westbound on Marion Cardington Road. Mr. Johnson was traveling eastbound on Marion Cardington Road. Mr. Cosgrove's Dodge drove left of the center line into the eastbound lane and struck Mr. Johnson's Chevrolet head-on. The Dodge traveled off the north side of the roadway and overturned. The Chevrolet traveled off the south side of the roadway and struck an embankment. Mr. Johnson was pronounced deceased on scene by the Marion County Coroner, Dr. Gary Burton. Mr. Johnson was not wearing his seatbelt at the time of the crash. Mr. Cosgrove, Jr. was taken to Marion General Hospital with serious injuries. He was later taken to Grant Medical Center. The juvenile passenger was taken to Marion General Hospital with minor injuries. She was later taken to Nationwide Children's Hospital. Alcohol is suspected to be a factor in the crash. And of course, as they always say, the crash remains under investigation. What a sad story. Now, you got two young people there, 41 years old and 30 years old, and the 30-year-old is no longer with us, unfortunately. Let's see here. That's such a shame to hear. I guess that's Mr. Johnson, Tyler Johnson, age 30, apparently killed in this thing. Now, it does say Mr. Cosgrove Jr. went left of center, it sounds like, and alcohol. I know, it's horrible. It's sad. It's but thank goodness the juvenile passenger in his car apparently just has minor injuries and was taken to Nationwide Children's Hospital. But that's the news story this morning that we wanted to get on the air, and it'll probably be on the news report starting in the 8 or 9 o'clock hour this morning. Okay. Well, any more news on Del Taco, any news on anything at this point? We've got 8 minutes left before the top of the hour break here. 740-751-4038. Good to have Judy out there and Ted Jolliffe back with us, part of our listening family here at WGH Talk. Okay. Oh, you know, I got a story last night. Well, I might save this for the next hour. In the Marion Star, now I don't know if it's in the Star today or if it's just online. You never really know anymore. But for everybody interested in the Judge Warner case, the headline is Ohio Board Recommends Indefinite Suspension of Former Marion Judge. Now, again, I don't subscribe to the newspaper, so I don't really know if that means his law license is suspended or his... well, because he's already resigned as a judge. So I would have to guess this means his law license is indefinitely suspended. Although, if you read that, the headline, that's not really what it says. Ohio Board Recommends Indefinite Suspension of Former Marion Judge. Now, if you just read that without reading the story, what in the world would that mean to you? Now, has anybody gotten the paper this morning? The actual hard copy or read it online? Do you know what that story means? Does that mean his law license is on indefinite suspension? Because it's hard to tell from this headline what it means. He resigned as a judge, and I don't think he could be a judge again anyway, because I don't think you can run for office in Ohio if you have a felony. But I don't get the headline. Now, maybe that's just me. But give me a call if you've got the actual paper there and you've read it and you know what this story is all about. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And then I'll ask the question that if it is an indefinite suspension, you think his law license should be indefinitely suspended? Because a lot of people feel that, yes, it should, because of the crash that went on. Hit and skip was what they called it. But a lot of people feel that he should be allowed to practice as an attorney because it's your choice to go to him or not. If you don't think he's a good attorney and you don't agree with what he did, then you don't have to go to him. Which I think is a school of thought as well. But apparently, from what I'm gleaning from this article at this point, is that what happened is impacting this. The fact that there was this accident and the boy was hurt and they didn't call the ambulance and they left the scene and so on and so forth. I think that's really what is weighing this decision down. But does anybody have the paper at home? Has anybody read it online? Are they talking about his law license? Is that what they're talking about, an indefinite suspension of? Or is this even in the paper today? You know, I know there's a delay sometimes. Things get online, and they don't get in the paper until the next day. So I'm not really sure what this story's about. If anybody can shed some light on it for us, give us a buzz here. 56 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any clarification on this Judge Warner story that's in the newspaper this morning? If you have clarification, let us know. Now, a story yesterday, Angie sent me this story, and I thought it was an interesting story. It's from Columbus. I don't know if we'll get through it here in the few minutes we have left this hour. But last summer, a team of archaeologists descended on the North Market in Columbus to begin work that should have been finished 150 years before. The removal of human remains from what was once was the North Graveyard. In June and July, the environmental consulting firm LaShawn and Associates began excavating the streets surrounding the North Market parking lot, there where the development of the company Rockbridge plans to build a 31-story merchant building over the next 2 years. That development cannot move forward until the bones have been exhumed. According to Justin Zink, an archaeologist leading the project, last year's initial excavators were part of a city utilities project preparing the infrastructure for the imminent construction. Well, now see, here's the whole thing. And God, I didn't even know that the North Market parking lot was built on a cemetery. But there you go, I guess. It's built on a cemetery. Isn't that a thing? Go ahead, caller.
Scott, there wasn't anything in the Marion Star today.
Oh, so it's not even in there at all?
No.
When you hear that headline, Ohio Board Recommends Indefinite Suspension of Former Judge, how do you take that?
I'm so confused.
Me too. I I'm sure if I could read the story, I would have some kind of sense of it. But I'm sure it's his license they're talking about, because he can't run as a judge again anyway because he has a felony.
Yeah.
But it's confusing.
I don't know. I was going to call. I'd taken a little drive last night. And, Scott, have you noticed the pop and beer cans laying out in people's yards?
It's a mess. I have noticed that.
I mean, at the end of my street, I swear they sat on the porch and just toss them off in the yard. There has to be 3 dozen of them popping beer cans laying out there in the yard. It's a mess, and we haven't even got to spring yet. It's a mess. I just wanted to share that with you.
Well, hey, I thank you for calling in, as always. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, we're going to break here in about 20 seconds. We thank all the callers. Stay with us. We've got a whole nother hour on the other side, but apparently nothing in the Marion Star today about the Warner case. The headline's a little misleading. I'm going to go look for those Del Taco coupons. Hey, two free tacos. I'll be back in 15 minutes. Don't you dare tune out for love nor money.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. For legendary comedian Dick Gregory,
I just sit my prayer to the real God. I said, hey man, there are some Negroes that deserve cancer, but I am not one of them. I said, if you need some help with your tie, you need 12 black folks, maybe, I'll put them on a PJ